Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hello, everyone. Welcome in live nationwide and around the world to Ron Segi Today on this first weekend of a new month. And we have a huge show for you today, kind of music-oriented. My first guest started Guess Who and BTO. Randy Bachman will be here. From Journey, Steve Algeri will be joining us. We're going to talk about the anniversary of the death of Buddy Holly. Don McLean, who wrote the song American Pie, will be joining us. Next hour, the author of a book called Hey Buddy, Gary Moore, will be talking to us about the 64th anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly, and along with the Big Bopper and Richie Valens. Then Kate Chastain will be here with a brand new show she's got. And Ovi Muhaley, former All-Star NFL player for the Falcons and the Ravens, will be talking about next Sunday's Super Bowl. And that's all this week with Ron Segi Today.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off and endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. 866-451-3328. 866-451-3328. That's 866-451-3328.
Do you have a American woman? Stay away from me. American woman, mama, let me be.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today. Actually, what you're listening to is one of the super groups of our time. And it's one thing in this rough business that we're in to have one super group that you have originated. But now our next guest founded two of them. Of course, the Guess Who, but also Bachman Turner Overdrive. And joining us right now is Randy Bachman. Hi, Randy. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Thanks very much. Great to be here.
What does it feel to be part of two legendary bands? That's got to be a sensational feeling.
Well, it makes me realize it was a good thing to quit school. When I was in college, I dropped out just before final exams and went on the road with the Guess Who in 1965 and did the Kingsman Louie Louie tour that summer. We had Shake All Over was our first big hit, and that's how we got our name. And then after that, a couple of years of getting it together, we started with These Eyes Laughing, Undone, No Sugar, No Time, American Woman, and then right into BTO, and boom, boom, boom. I love writing songs. I write them every day, and if I'm lucky, 1 out of 10 gets put on a record, and 1 out of 10 gets played on radio, and 1 out of 10 gets bought by people, and here I am decades later celebrating 15 or 20 hit songs that we tell the story of and play live on stage.
Is it difficult, Randy, to go on stage and introduce new music when everybody wants here taking care of business? You ain't seen nothing yet, These Eyes. I mean, that's a great thing to have under your belt.
I don't think anyone is going to come to my show to hear a new song. As good as they are, listen, I'm just saying, I'm a friend of a lot of these guys. I've gone and sat through 3 hours of Neil Young, who I grew up with in Winnipeg, and I hate the show because he says, here's a new album. He plays the whole album.
Yeah.
And you wait for the encore. Maybe he'll do Cinnamon Girl or Down by the River. That's why you come. There's something about songs that everybody knows. If I said to you, what were you doing 15 years ago today? You wouldn't have any idea what you did. If I said to you, what were you doing the first time you heard American Woman, or the first time you heard Taking Care of Business, boom, you go back to driving in a truck with your buddies or in a convertible or a high school dance. You go right back to that time, and that's what this music does. It takes people back to a certain time in their life that were much happier days, because these days things ain't so happy. We go back to the older happy days of a high school dance, or you know, you met your girlfriend at the high school dance and your song was These Eyes and it was your wedding song, and now you play it every year at your anniversary. It's all about the memories and going back and reliving the time you heard the music. And that's why I enjoy this kind of evening. And I might sneak in one new song because it might be very relevant, and it might be a follow-up or an answer to American Woman or an answer to Taking Care of Business, and people would tolerate that. But, you know, I've gone to see the Eagles, and they're smart. When you see them, they open the show with three new songs. You're not going to get up and leave in the first 10 minutes. And then they soar into, you know, Old 55 and, you know, and Peaceful Easy Feeling and stuff like that. So it's all about reliving all the joy and tears and sorrows you had in the past, because every song reminds you emotionally of a special time in your life.
Randy, I'm glad to hear you say that, because it's so difficult to go to a concert and see a big name group go on stage and play songs that you've never heard before. It's very disappointing. I went to go see the Four Tops one time, all the original members, and one of them came out singing at the beginning of the show, singing MacArthur Park. Now let me tell you, with I Can't Help Myself, Reach Out and I'll Be There, how they could have come out on stage and just hit a home run, but they didn't. And one of them comes out and sings the most boring song in the world?
Yeah.
You're absolutely right. You have your son that's working with you now. Tal.
Yeah, he's a great addition. He sings, plays guitar, he does She's So High. He tells the story of he wrote that song in high school for the girl in high school who was so beautiful, none of the guys would even talk to her or invite her to the prom because they thought she would say no, and then she didn't go to the prom with anyone because nobody asked her. They were all too afraid. So he wrote this song called She's So High. And then it was all about everybody has this blonde cheerleader that the guys are too afraid to ask her for a date because she will refuse them. And then they feel like they're a nerd and that they never, nothing ever happens in their life.
You know, Randy, that's a true story, too. I mean, that happens in every high school around the country, that the pretty girl sits at home on Saturday night because nobody's got the guts to say, hey, you want to go out?
Right.
You're going to be near me in Orlando, Florida at the Sharon Performing Arts Center, the Villages, on the 18th of February. That's a great venue, Randy. You're going to love that venue. And that audience, they're going to go crazy for you.
Great. I can't wait to come to Florida. I watch it on the news every day. It looks like the best state to go to.
And my buddy Joe Bamford from the touring company that he has, very successful.
Yeah, yeah.
Get Off the Bus concerts and bringing you in. Randy, do you still do a lot of road dates?
It's really weird. We haven't done anything for like 2.5-3 years.
Really?
But what we did 3 years ago is we did a cruise in Florida. And as we got back from the cruise, it was like middle of February. We got off the ship and they said, get into your cars. The ship is closing. And everybody who didn't get off the ship, because they let the bands off first, was stuck on the ship for 3.5 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And then as we got to the airport, they said, this is the last flight to Toronto, and COVID was shutting everything down. We didn't know if it would be shut down for a week or a month. Little did we know it would be years and years. And we got back to Canada, there was no gigs anywhere, everything was shut down.
Yeah.
And then when I got asked last year, do we want to do a cruise? We said, of course, we haven't played since the last cruise. It's been a long time between gigs, and luckily at the end of this cruise, we will come back. We land, we drive to the Villages and do this great show for all the people on land in Florida.
And you're going to enjoy it. Hey, Randy, how do you like doing radio? I know you do a radio show.
I did it for a joke. I took a challenge where somebody said you couldn't do it. I did it as a summer replacement show, and I did it for 16 years. It was called Randy's Spinal Tap, and it was kind of like Spinal Tap. I was telling stories just like I told you now, or telling you, or I'll be telling at the Sharon, how I wrote every song. But when I did my radio show, I did a show of every band I've ever played with, like on a tour. The Beach Boys, Ringo Starr, The Who, Led Zeppelin. I would tell my own story of meeting them backstage and how they might have written their song or how they affected me. And people have never heard these stories before. They've never been in print. So my radio show, it was 2 solid hours every weekend. It was on Friday and Saturday and Sunday night. And I had a legion of 15 or 20 million fans that would listen to it. And we stopped doing that this year. We ran out of everything. Everybody ran out of money. We ran out of time, and we started doing other stuff, and COVID changed a lot of things for people. And it's great to be coming back now and getting together with my band. I haven't seen my band for 2.5 years.
Wow.
We get together, we jam it out, we go and do the cruise for a week, and we come back and play in the villages there. It's going to be great.
You are going to have a great time up there. February 18th, 7 o'clock at the Sharon Performing Arts Center. Now, Randy, can we go to your website and find other dates that you guys are going to be performing at?
Yeah, we got gigs all summer long. We even booked a cruise for next March in 2024. We've got another cruise going on because it's a really great thing to do. You go and you're on this wonderful ship. You're there for 5 or 6 days. You maybe play 3 times. And I get to go and hang out and see Deep Purple and Roger Daltrey, guys I've known for years.
Sure.
Because when you're doing gigs together, like festivals, you never see each other.
No.
People see a poster and they think you played with Jimi Hendrix or you get to know him. He's on at 8 at night, you're on at 2 in the afternoon. You're sleeping on both ends of that, and so is he. And you just show up and do your gig. But now when you're on a boat together, you get to have dinner together, or breakfast, or tea or coffee after the show. And it's really great to see all these guys that you've known since the 70s. You know, the Doobie Brothers and the Allman Brothers and 38 Special. Like all these guys who I've known forever, but you kind of casually know them. And when you're on a cruise, you're kind of there hanging out, and it's really great.
A lot of times doing that, too, you get a chance to mix with the audience. And the nice part about that is you don't have to go from city to city to unpack. You go on there, you're there for a few days, everything's self-contained.
Right, that's good.
Randy, you're a great guest and a great talent, and I'm going to try to get up to see you on the 18th at the Sharon, but now the website we can go to find about all the tours, the whole nine yards, is where, Randy?
Or just randybackman.com.
Okay.
I've got a Facebook, it's all there. On YouTube, you'll see Backman. Me and my son Cal did Trainwreck. YouTube's every Friday at 6 o'clock where we would stump each other trying to play songs and make all kind of horrific mistakes, and people loved it. They love seeing us making mistakes. So just Google my name and it'll all pop up. It'll tell where I'm playing. I'm lucky I have 18 or 20 hit songs to play, and I just love going out and playing them. The audience reaction is fantastic.
I love to hear that, Randy. And I won't mention the name of the group, but I went to go see a big-name group, and they seemed to be like getting tired of playing that same song or a bunch of songs over and over and over again. They did one song. You know, the song probably 3 minutes and 20 seconds originally, and the thing went on for like 10 minutes because they had to do 47 Hammond B3 organ solos. And you lost the gist of the song. I'm glad to hear that you perform all those songs, do them in the way that we're familiar with.
We play the records. We come not to play the songs. We come to play the records of the songs. So if it's 4 minutes long, we play for 4 minutes. If it's 2.5, we play for 2.5. There's no giant solos. There's no showing off how great I can play guitar. It's showing off that I've been in some great bands. I've written some great songs. The band is really good, and we have fun, and we're there to please the people and to entertain the people, and that's what we do.
And that is why Randy Bachman is still performing after so many decades, because he knows what the audience wants, and he gives it to them. Randy Bachman from Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive on tour right now. He's going to be at the Villages February 18th at the Sharon, and then on tour nationwide. Thanks, Randy.
Thank you. See you soon. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Baby,
first, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
Back live all across the USA and around the world, it's Ron Sedgie today, and that is the music of our next guest with a brand new CD that's out today, 7 Ways Till Sunday. That's a great song called Never Far From Home. Joining us right now is Steve Jerry.
Hey, Ron. Hey, everybody. How you all doing? Hey, Ron, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing terrific. Lead singer, ladies and gentlemen, of the supergroup Journey. Steve, you have had one remarkable career. I give you so much credit, but this is a big few days for you. You got a new CD that's being released now, and Monday it's your birthday.
This is correct. Yeah, I'm excited about this new CD and especially excited about the new single, Never Far From Home. It was also co-written with Journey's Jonathan Cain. You'll remember co-wrote Don't Stop Believing Faithfully and Open Arms, so you're going to like it, and I hope you guys love it.
It is a great CD. I listened to all of the songs on it. It is sensational. You mentioned in the introduction, been with a lot of bands. And is it difficult, Steve, to go from band to band when there's so many different personalities, the changes are somewhat different with the approach to it? I mean, Journey had kind of established itself and had to be a fantastic venture for you. But is it difficult to change groups because you've been finding them? You know, you started with Tall Stories with Epic Recording.
You know, it has its pros and cons. However, when you go from one band to another, now, I've been to as many as 3, and I know a lot of people that have more wives than that. So, frankly, with each band, you pick up some great tools and some great experiences along the way that you bring to the next. And then you bring to the next, and by the time you're with that third or fourth band, you've got some great toolbox, some great tools in your pockets to make things smoother. And just like anything in life, it's life experience, and you apply that to your life, and things go smoother because of it. Because there's growing pains in life, and with different bands and different personalities, so. Everybody's an individual, everything's different, and that's the best I could think of.
Well, that's the best I could think of, too, and it's a very good piece of information that upcoming artists, like when you were starting out, should adhere to, because that is so true. I want to go back a few years with the inspiration that you had for the love of music, your dad, for many years listening to the likes of Sinatra, soul music, yeah. Country music, R&B, on a old Emerson Clark radio. Boy, they're gone. Yeah, and your grammar school teacher was very influential, too, even casting you in a Puccini opera.
Yes. Well, not so much an opera, just a solo. He, he saw a spark in a young kid, and God bless these educators and these teachers. They see something in somebody, and they nurture it, and he threw me in front of an assembly of, the entire school, and he taught me phonetically. He's He taught me Puccini opera, La Donna Mobile,
yeah.
The aria La Donna Mobile.
Yeah.
And I was this little punk kid. I couldn't have been 8 years old, I don't think, and I was singing opera. I didn't understand a word I was singing, but that was the start of the seed planted that, I guess, came to be at least some kind of a tree later on. I don't know about an oak, but maybe maple or certainly a pine.
Well, certainly you've had a lot of influence because of that little endeavor, because I was told that at one point you went from playing a woodwind instrument to a bassoon, which for a rock and roller is very unusual. Of course, that's the early days.
Well, again, growing up in New York in the 70s, we had a great music program. At the time, there was funds for it, and I had my saxophone ripped off. I got mugged for my saxophone, and I was going to get tossed from the school because they had too many saxophone players and they didn't have a saxophone to give me. So they gave me a bassoon. They said, if you'd like to stay in this wonderful school, you have to play bassoon. And that's when I took up bassoon. A love for classical music, as you know, there's very few musics I don't care for. I keep my ears and my mind open.
When they told me you were going to be on the air, I thought to myself, you're the kind of guy, and I fall into the same category myself, along with many artists, Barry Manilow being one, that really and truly have a sensitive spot in their heart for having schools take part in music programs, which of late they have tried to dispel, but so important. What was the incentive for this CD? Because I have to tell you something, it is beautifully done.
Well, I really appreciate that. It's long overdue.
Yes.
However, the incentive was the pandemic and shutting us down 3 years ago. I went from performance mode to writing mode and creative mode. I mean, I don't want to sound dire or negative, but I thought this may have been my only chance to get this music out that had written as well as started creating. In fact, just the mere fact that we had our backs against the wall, you know, you couldn't help but write about it. And so I tried to celebrate life in these recordings. It's a diversified collection of songs, sort of like when you would open up a Beatles album and it just jumped from one color to the next. You know, I hope to think I created a record that keeps your interest with every track and doesn't bore you. It was really my biggest aim. And again, the incentive was, you know, I may never get another chance to do this. And so I'm glad to say they finally seen the light of day today. They're available on CD today on my website, steveaugeri.com, and you can purchase them, or we're streaming, and we're available on the digital platforms, and I hope you guys enjoy the record.
Steve, you're going to go out and tour a little bit now, promoting it?
You know what? Aside from just doing my Steve O'Jury band, thank you for asking, because this summer I'm part of an amazing tour called the Bret Michaels Party Gras. We've got a month full of shows, and it may even extend beyond that, but I hope to see everybody at the Party Gras with Bret Michaels, Mark McGrath, Jefferson Starship and Night Ranger,
wow,
and myself.
Wow, wow, what a line. Where can we go to find out the dates that you're going to be playing for that on a web?
Well, again, you could go to steveaugeri.com, and it has all my dates with both Bret as well as my band, the Steve O'Jury Band, and you'll be able to see the new record and give it a good listen.
I urge everybody listening to our voices right now to do just that. The new CD is out right now. It's called 7 Ways Till Sunday. Every cut is good. There's no question about it. Never Far From Home is, of course, the feature new single. Steve, you're a great guest and a terrific talent. I hope that you come back and join us again sometime, not be a stranger here. And I am going to check those dates, because if you're near the Orlando area or somewhere in Florida, I'm going to stop down and see you guys.
Ron, I appreciate it, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Steve. You're a class act, and much luck with the new CD.
Thank you, buddy. You take care now.
Okay, you too, my friend. Steve O'Jury has been our guest, former lead singer of Journey. Big talent. If you get a chance, check out steveaugeri.com to find out everything that we're talking about in getting that CD. And there's more to come with Ron Seggi today.
Any way you want it, the way you need it, any way you want it.
She loves to live, she loves to sing, she does everything. She loves to move, she loves to groove, she loves to love and thing.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small,
your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural. You must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
USA News update. A Chinese surveillance balloon has been shot down by the U.S. military over the Atlantic Ocean just off the coast of South Carolina.
Order the Pentagon to shoot it down on Wednesday as soon as possible. They decided, without doing damage to anyone on the ground, they decided that the best time to do that was as it got over water outside within 12-mile limit.
President Joe Biden on today's events. The recovery efforts are underway. Millions living in the Northeast coping with dangerously cold wind chills. Forecasters say a polar vortex sitting directly over Maine, creating wind chills of 30 below zero in some parts of that region. During a Democratic Party gathering in Philadelphia today, DNC delegates approved moving South Carolina into the top spot for early voting. They'll be followed by Nevada and New Hampshire. For the first time, Georgia and Michigan also joining the primary window. John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Long time ago, I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance, and maybe they'd be happy for a while.
And we are back live nationwide and around the world as Ron Sedgy today. And I don't think there's a soul living on this earth that doesn't know that song and its creator. Joining us right now is a friend of our show for many, many years. Terrific guy. I got to tell you something. He is an artist, a songwriter, a composer, and a poet. Joining us is Don McLean. Hey, Don, how are you doing? Thanks for being on again, my friend.
Hey, Ron, how are you? Well, thanks for having me. I'm having one of my little media days today, so we're able to get together.
Well, I'm glad we are. I know you're on a busy schedule because you are one busy guy. You're hot stuff here. You know that, don't you, in a new century.
I'm hot as they come right now, Ron.
I love it. Let's talk about some of the things you're doing. I have in front of me a children's book called Don McLean's American Pie, A Fable. This is fantastic. I have two of them, and I bought both of them, and I gave one to each one of my grandchildren. Now, they are 10 and 8, and my son, of course, is their father and knows a lot about this music by my influence, read this book to them. Compliment, they cried. They were so emotionally taken by this book, Don. He ever had to read it to them like 6 times. They just loved it.
Well, you know, I think we're going to, first of all, I'll tell you that a lady named Judy Proffer really wrote and created this book after interviewing me, and she liked the idea of the fact that I had been a paper boy, and I said in many interviews that I never had another job in my life after that. I always found a way to make money singing or teaching guitar or playing guitar somehow from the time I was 14 right up until today. And she loved that, and she took elements of the song and created a whole different story. But she created the paperboy character, and then she had this marvelous illustrator do these illustrations, which are really kind of a fantastic. And there's the Donny Boy character. And now this is morphed into a series. The next one is going to be Vincent, and it's going to have a little guy who's an artist and with red hair, and it's going to have his whole story. She's about working on that right now, and there will be 3 more after that. And I Love You So, Castles in the Air, and a Tapestry. 3 songs that I wrote will be the source of 3 more books about kids, and then we'll have the characters. Donny Boy will be in those characters, in those books, and so it's going to be a series.
Oh, that's genius.
So it's nice. And I love the idea of trying to give kids a little bit of a childhood, since certainly the computer world, computer nation, is trying to take their childhood away from them, you know, by getting them involved in chasing information around when they're 3 or 4 years old. That's nuts, you know. I don't think that's right. I think that children should have, you know, 7 or 8 years of blissful ignorance from the troubles in the world and enjoy their childhood.
Boy, God bless that saying, because people say, why is it the good old days? Well, because I didn't know anything about news. I didn't have to pay a mortgage. I didn't have to pay a car payment. You know, are you kidding me? But that goes fleeting, boy. It goes by fast. And I love the idea of doing it to all those names of Vincent and I Love You So. It's fantastic.
I can't imagine how much having to wear masks around must scare the heck out of kids.
Oh, you know, yeah.
Born right into a pandemic. Imagine that.
That's terrible. We talked about that once before. You're absolutely right about that. My grandson walked away with the fact that he said, was Mr. McLean Buddy Holly's paper boy? And I had to explain to him how that is a metamorphosis, if I can use that term, in bringing the story to light. They loved it. They really did. Now, I mentioned before we went on the air, Don, that I have watched this 3 times already. It's coming out.
Wow.
It is outstanding. It's a documentary that we chatted about 5 or 6 months ago, and it's called The Day the Music Died, The Story of Don McLean's American Pie. And I don't know how you did it, but boy, I tell you, it goes by so fast. It's 1.5 hours. It's on Paramount Plus streaming, but it's fabulous.
You know how much that means to me to hear that. We started 2 years ago when the pandemic hit. A man named Spencer Proffer was sought out by Kurt Webster, my associate in Nashville, and he said, you got to hear this guy. He loves the idea of this 50th anniversary, and he wants to do things. And I said, you know, a lot of people want to do things, but I don't want to waste my time with somebody who's just going to blow a lot of smoke. You know, I don't really need that.
Right.
So he said, no, listen to this guy. He's got a tremendous background in record production and documentary movies and everything. He's the real thing. I said, okay. So we let Spencer into our lives. And Spencer said, I want to do a children's book. I want to do a documentary movie. I want to do a Broadway show. And I want to do a bookazine to have for sale in the bookstores and when you check out at the grocery store. Well, he did it. He's done every one of those things. The only thing that's remaining is the Broadway show, and I can tell you for sure it's going to happen.
Great.
It might not be next year, but maybe the year after once Broadway gets rolling. But this guy is serious about everything and does what he says. Now, he went and found Mark Mormon, who made this movie, but we interviewed maybe four different people. I liked them all. You know, I thought, well, we can make a good movie with any of these people. He didn't like any of them. He chose Mark Mormon. So I have had people working with me and supporting me, and I said, well, you know, I'll do whatever. Well, the funny thing was that we were making the thing, and again, working and working, and finally we're doing a last interview at my place in Camden, Maine. It was a hot August day. It was really brutal. Well, I don't have air conditioning, so everybody's sweating. It was like Manila, you know? And so I go downstairs, and you can see I'm a little bit sweaty and everything. It looked terrible. And finally, I said, you know what? I'm going to talk about the lyrics of this song. That's what people want to hear. Let's do it. I'm going to start out, and I'm going to tell you exactly how this happened. And so, you know, we filmed all of that, and that was it. Once we had that, he did it. You know, he connected. He did what I was thinking and when I created that thing, is that I wanted to somehow connect the tragedy of Buddy's death with all the tragedies that followed in America.
Mm-hmm.
And have this history and musical thing moving forward for 10 years. And we did it. And so, you know, but it took a lot of, as the song says, I get by with a lot of help from my friends.
Well, you know, Don, we've waited over 50 years to hear this because I was a disc jockey back at that time. And I remember distinctly a lot of radio stations, including the one that I worked for, that had, you know, a whole hour dedicated to the interpretation of the words of American Pie. And I remember you telling me the last time we chatted, half of them were wrong anyway. So now we're going to hear the real story. I have a great picture, a fantastic picture in my studio of you and me, because I sat at your table in New York when you won that award. I mean, it was a great, great night, and I was proud to be at that table.
Is that a fact?
That is a fact. In fact, I have a picture of it here in my studio right now.
Well, how do you like that? Grammy is that I'm in the Grammy Hall of Fame.
Right.
And they're probably going to put Vincent in the Grammy Hall of Fame, but I'm not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh.
I was never put on the cover of Rolling Stone. As a matter of fact, I have had an uphill fight all my life just to continue doing what I do because I was not one of those people, you know, that gets all the awards and gets anointed by Rolling Stone. In fact, they tried to destroy my career.
Well, you know, Don, I have to tell you, when you talk about the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, that's a very touchy subject for me because that's a joke. If you're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, you especially, of all people, and there's a lot that fall into that category, and then they got people that I'd never heard of before or had like one hit, I don't know what the hell they do with it. I mean, I've done many remote broadcasts from there, but that is a joke.
Well, it's Rolling Stone magazine, Jan Wenner. They have been trying to ruin me for 50 years. I'm fine. You know what? I am fine with a fight. I'll kick his ass. I don't worry about that stuff. Like, I have no fear of anybody. I will win this fight.
You've won it, Don. In the eyes of a million... You've won it. Are you kidding me? I wonder how many of those people that are in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and were on the cover of Rolling Stone are going to have a Broadway musical, have a book, I'm going to have several books, a documentary, and songs. It's still relevant today. We're going to pause for a second. Don McLean and I will be right back with another segment to talk about his remarkable career and the anniversary and the documentary that's streaming on Paramount Plus of American Pie and how he wrote the song and came up with the words, which we are all excited to learn about because there have been so many inaccurate interpretations of what he meant. And it's all to come right here with Ron Seggi today.
So bye, bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. this'll be the day that I die.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips, and your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Time is the one thing that we want more of. Without the donors, I wouldn't have my Audrey. They take care of our housing. They take care of our food. In addition to the best medical treatment that my daughter could ever have. So it allows me to focus on my daughter and getting her better.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a 4-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A 1-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Paint your palette blue and gray. Look out on a summer's day with eyes that know the darkness in my soul.
Oh, I love that song. Of course, the man singing it is our guest. He's been on our show several times over the years, become a real friend, and he's joining us for another segment, Don McLean. And Don, we were talking about before we went into that break the fact that you really had it difficult convincing the people of your talent and acceptance amongst a lot of people in the business that thought the style, you know, might not be commercial.
Well, the thing people are going to see when they see this is how many how much I had to fight in order to get everything done. The musicians couldn't play the song. The producer didn't think I had any talent. The song was 8.5 minutes long.
Right.
And afterwards, you know, there was all sorts of other stuff. The record company went out of business. I mean, it was just one obstacle after another. But I don't know. I'm half Italian and half Scottish, and I think the Scottish side of me said, I drew my sword, and I said, I am now taking heads. I will do this, all right?
Well, I got to tell you, being an Italian descent myself, I think the Italian part of you made you work real, real hard and don't let anybody get in your way, giving them offers that they couldn't have refused on.
Well, you know, the Pete Seeger once told me, and he was such a great person, that, you know, he did some little research about me because he was a folklorist, you know. His father was a Harvard professor, so he was an aristocrat. And he said, you know, Don, he said, your father comes from the Isle of Iona, which is where the MacLeans come from.
Mm-hmm.
And you know your mother came from the town of Abruzzi in Italy, and that's where the most beautiful Italian melodies come from.
That's right.
He said, did you know that? He said to me. And so he realized that I had this accidental genetic combination, really, of, because I sing the songs together. I say the poetry and sing out the melody at the same time into the tape recorder, no matter what it is. And that way I know that the song sings well.
Mm-hmm. You're the only person that I know, and I've been in this business since I was 14 years old, that could take a song made by Roy Orbison and do it better, not doing it staccato, but doing more melodic. And you brought that to my attention. And when I heard it, I played it after you told me that, and I said, wow, I never realized what made this song so different and so good as a remake.
Well, I come completely from the heart. Everything with me is emotional. I have made plans sometimes, but they never work out. But what always works out is when I sing from the heart. And I had that song in me, and I said, I know, I can own this thing. I mean, this says everything I want to say. And I love the melody, and I love the words, and I just am going to sing this song. And I had the right producer, and I had the right musicians. I had the Jordanaires, who were Elvis Presley's musicians. I had Bob Moore on bass, greatest bass player in history.
Right.
I had Jimmy Capps. I had Ray Edgerton on acoustic guitar.
Wow.
It was this master class. And I had this song, and I knew exactly how I was going to do it. Then I had a wonderful string arranger who came in. He just did these magnificent strings. I can't think of his name at the moment, but he had a hit called Raunchy.
I know who you mean.
Yeah.
I know the song. I know who you mean.
Raunchy. And so sorry, I can't remember.
I can't either.
Bill Justice.
Yes, it. That's it.
He wrote these fabulous strings and the voicings of the strings and everything came together. And we did a great Since I Don't Have You, which is one of my favorite records that I ever made.
You know, you and I have the same taste, right down to the end. And when you talk about how you were delivering papers and your dad wanted you to take another career path and you had a lot of time that you spent at home because of asthma and so on and so forth. But to tell you something, and I mean this sincerely, not because you're on the air, because I've always respected what you have done in this business and how tough it's been to go into a business that is a tough business to begin with. But you have the perseverance, and you have brought to millions of people, Don, so much great satisfaction as a composer, a writer, an artist, a poet. You've made it. And you don't have to look at those people that are in the Rolling Stone and say, I don't need you. I never needed you. Tell you the truth, I'm here. I'm at the top of the mountain. I mean that, Don. I really do.
Well, you know, I did what I did, and I did what I had to do, and I did it from the heart, you know. And they're the ones that decided to make American Pie the greatest song of the 20th century. I mean, there were all a lot of songs that could have been in that top five, and they're the ones that came back with American Pie. The guy doing the survey couldn't believe it. You know, where's A Day in the Life, and where's The Satisfaction, and where is, you know, a million other songs that I certainly love a lot. But it was a surprise to him because it kept coming back. People want this song. This is the one they want.
Yeah.
So that's always been the way that people have carried me on their shoulders. I haven't had PR. I haven't had any record company support in all my career. You know, I'm a theater act. You know, I'm not a stadium performer. I've never involved myself in that kind of economics, but the people have always kept me going.
Well, as Dick Clark used to say, the music is a blueprint of our lives. American Pie is the blueprint of a generation, And now it's going to be another generation with this book, Don McLean's American Pie, a fable, and not only a hot tune and a hot commodity during the 20th century, but into the 21st century. And for that, my friend, I congratulate you. Again, Don McLean's American Pie, a fable. It's a book that's out right now. And go to Paramount Plus. This is a must. The Day the Music Died, the story of Don McLean and American Pie. Now, Don, I got to tell you, I could talk to you for probably 3 days and still not be done. I mean, one of these days, I would love to do this again as soon as we could, break bread maybe, and I enjoy what you do, and I appreciate the time that you always spend with us. You're a gentleman.
Thank you very much. We will talk again. I like talking to you. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Don, and I look forward to it, and we'll be talking more about the book and the documentary, okay?
Okay.
Thanks, Don.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Don McLean has been our guest. I must tell you, many years ago, the first time I talked to Don, I thought, boy, this is going to be a tough interview because Don doesn't talk a lot. He's a very private man, and he keeps his feelings to himself. But over the years, we have become good friends. He freely talks about his career, how tough it has been, how successful he's been, and some of the things that he's doing in the future. And now I really enjoy when he's on the show, and I consider him a buddy of ours on the program. Don McLean, as we mentioned before, a brand new children's book out right now, a documentary on Paramount Plus that is streaming, and it's all about the history of American Pie. And of course, Don not only wrote that song, but many others like And I Love You So, which was a hit for Perry Como, and Elvis Presley, Vincent, the story of Vincent Van Gogh. We're going to pause for a second. There's more to come live all across the USA and around the world. You're listening to Ron Segi Today, and you're listening to Don McLean singing the iconic song that was one of the top five songs of the 20th century and lives now in the 21st century.
They were singing, bye bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. Then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this will be the day that I die.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
wraps up hour number one of Ron Segi today, but we have another hour to go, and I want to thank my guests this first hour. What a lineup, huh? Randy Bachman from the Guess Who and Bachman Turner Overdrive, Steve Algeri, lead singer of Journey, Don McLean, as we remember the words of American Pie and what it meant, because 64 years ago, this past February 3rd, was the anniversary of the passing of Buddy Holly. And next hour, it's Gary Moore, who has a book called Hey Buddy. It's a fascinating story and research that he's done about that tragic day in rock history. Kate Chastain will be joining us, and former All-Star NFL player Ovi Muhaley is coming up next hour with Ron Segi today.